Hey, I'm Johnny Took, and I'm from DMAs, and we're hanging out in Outside Land, San Francisco.
And let's tell the truth. What's Tommy doing right now?
Tommy, he's lying on the couch over there, probably thinking about how he doesn't really want to play this next gig that we have to do at 4:30, but he's going to have fun as soon as we walk on stage because it happens every time.
Cut this out, but where's the 4:30 gig?
You don't need to cut it out, man. No, we're gonna. We're playing at the. I don't know some car.
Let's see. There are dads that have been in bands. There's saxophone. There's cello. Now, 3 to 4 year old band. Hey, you're here.
Hello.
You decided to come back.
Very cool.
You're.
Well, I'm gonna find the paper. I'll be.
You
back
find
in two
the
seconds.
Paper, and he's gonna. And I'm gonna continue with this. Introduce yourself.
Matt Mason, DMAs.
Hello. You are amazing.
About the band name?
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
It's like. It's an abbreviation of a band name that we used to have. We used to be called the Dirty Mars.
Ah, so.
And then we started saying DMAs just as friends.
It was Harry Smith that first said it. Our original guitarist, who's in the great band in Sydney called Green Buzzard, which you should check out.
So we're gonna get this over with a laugh. Ready? Yeah. I'm gonna say two words. And when I say those two words, I just want you to react to them. And I'm doing this as a joke. Noel Gallagher.
Cunt. Do you know what the thing is I like about that guy? We watched Noel Gallagher play recently at Latitude Festival. And we loved it, man. It was like to watch him play in front of a local crowd for the first time. It was actually fucking amazing, man. And you know what? And it's like, you know, in all honesty, I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks about my music. You know, I never have. It's not the reason why I started writing music, you know? And I know that the artists that I admire as well, they don't give a fuck what anyone thinks about their music. We write tunes, they're honest, and we're into them. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, that's cool, because it takes a lot of fucking people for this world to go around. And you know what? We're cool with that. Like, you know, the whole dissing thing, the problem is that people take everything too seriously in this world. It's like people make a little comment. You need to have thick skin, mate, if you're going to do that. If you can take a few punches, mate. You know what I mean? What are you going to be? A little bitch and just cry whenever anyone says anything about you? Mate. Me the right music, mate.
We toured Australia. We did the same EP that we've done. We've come over here and done the same EP. Like right. A year later. And like, yeah, we're a little over it.
Yeah.
You know, like we're...
But you gotta do it, right? It's the album. You've just had two albums.
We don't have fun. We don't not have fun, you know. But at the same time, you know, one thing that we forget sometimes, man, is that we've only released an EP. That's like baby shit. We haven't even released the album yet. It's like, and when you do release an album, you gotta step it up more, and you gotta bring those more tunes in, and we'll evolve as a band. I know that. That's just a natural progression. But. We've released 6 tunes. It's like pathetic or something. Like we need to release a couple of albums, get the ball running, you know? Get people
hearing.
But
you know what? You're doing just fine for releasing 6 tunes. Like so many bands today, you have the great opportunity. You don't need a fancy schmancy producer. You don't need a fancy mixer per se, right?
So you do it.
I mean, you've recorded a lot of this in a bedroom. Tell me about the bedroom. I want to hear about the bedroom. Tell me about, okay, and seriously, Mason, tell me what it's like to hang in his bedroom.
So, all right. So we used.
That's what I'm saying.
There's normally like 20 chicks, yeah. Heaps of like Verve, heaps of Moe.
Yeah, background, you know, bands, vocals,
like,
a whole bit.
Strobe lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Smoke machines.
You got the smoke machine. Yeah. Beautiful.
Like condoms, like hanging off the walls.
You need a condom machine, then you can make some money.
And we have one.
Do you?
And we make a lot of money. That's actually our main income. That's how we pay for the tour.
In fact,
the condom machine in Tukis room.
There you go.
That's how we pay for the. They gave us a bunch of money for our first record, and we spent it all on
gear,
preamps, microphones,
sure.
All the bad boys. You know what I mean? Like all the good stuff.
And that's what you need.
The stuff that you need, right? Exactly. You know, some guitar cables. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Oh. Well,
that's smart.
Well, you know, I don't know. It worked for us, man. And we bought a bunch of preamps, a bunch of cool. And we recorded the record with that stuff, right?
And we did it all in our bedroom. It was cool, man. It's like, yeah, like I was telling you before. It's like
when I saw you live, you definitely play these songs live.
What did you even just do?
I had some weed on his seat, and this is like, oh no, I thought he sat on it. I thought I was gonna like smoke his ass or something. Yeah. No, I had a little bit there, like for a little spliff, and I thought it was gonna, you know, I thought he was gonna be there smoking his anus, doing the unit chomp.
No, Garth's got one.
Okay, and now back to the interview.
Go on.
When you play live,
you should probably cut that.
It's a lot. We will. It is a lot louder live than the record.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's more fun to rock out on. Like, if you're gonna play a show, it's more fun to be rocking.
At the same time, you wait till the album comes out, because it's going to be a lot more.
But that's what I'm going to get. That's what I'm getting to, is that I suspect that what you're doing live, you've put that into the record.
Well, that's, you know, that's the result when you have really mics and really preamps. And we, you know, we did what we did with the EP, and people.
I can cut it out.
Yeah.
You can say
cool.
Whatever you want to
okay.
Say. I know how to cut that out. I've got
protein. The truth is, man. Can I hold this for a second?
Of course you can.
Because the truth is, man, is that when we started out, we had what we had, and we dealt with what we had,
right.
And we made our sounds from what we had, right? And that's why I say to anyone as well who's writing tunes out there, it doesn't matter if you have the best preamps or whatever, you know. You just do it and you just throw it out there and you write proper tunes and it's sick. And eventually, you know, anyone can go into a big studio and sound like any other band and just be churned out and sound, have huge guitars and shit. But you know what? There's no other place that sounds like my bedroom in Buckland Lane. And if you want to come there, man, you can record a song too.
The buzz and the hype versus the music. When you're out there and you're having conversations like this one, and all they really want to know about is all the hype stuff, and they don't really want to talk to you about the songs.
Mate, hype is bullshit. Do you know what transcends hype? Proper tunes, mate. If you can continuously write honest, good songs with good arrangements, good melodies, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't need hype.
So let's talk about some things you do that you really, you know, things like taking away, recording with a drum kit, taking everything else away, using just the cymbals from that, and then putting.
Hey, we did that.
That's why we're talking.
Yeah,
I know about that. That's whacked. That's whacked. But that, no, I'm fine for the moment. That's whacked. But that's really fun, and that's what probably is the magic that makes this band. Things like that, where you turn around, you record, and you go, you know what? I want to put, you know, syndromes in there just for the hell of it, right?
Well, exactly, man. And like I told you before,
it's about the sound. It's not about a rule, right?
There is no rules, mate. There's no bloody rules. And like, if it works, it works. And to be honest, I listened to the EP, and I still like it, but I also know all the time.
You know what's about to come.
Yeah, exactly. And I hear the new stuff, and I'm glad where it's going. And who knows where someone once told me to aim for a future that doesn't make any sense, you know. And I'm going for that right now. And we're all going for that. And we don't care, man. We're just rolling with the punches. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna meet great people like yourself, and we're gonna travel the world. And we just want to keep writing good tunes that people can connect with. And if you don't, you don't. You do, and, you know, you just cop everything else on the chin.
Yeah, and in a world where everybody's trying to figure out who they are, right? You are just saying, I love this quote, noisy as guitars, big pop melodies, and honest lyrics. I love that.
I reckon you can tell when something's a little bit contrived, you know? But, like, at the same time, you know, that's exactly what rock and roll should be. And even though we are, by nature, quite erratic personalities, you do learn to understand that there are certain ways of doing things, and there's a, you know, but not even the business, but like, you just gotta be smart about it, you know. And it's like, and at the same time, you know, like we've done a lot of touring, we've released a lot of music in the last 12 months, and to be honest, like every band, it makes it more in, it like my favorite bands, like when the War on Drugs album first came out, and Lost in a Dream, and like when the Currents album came out, the prolonged wait made it more special, you know, and I think that's important with music, you know, especially in the world that we live in that moves so rapidly and so quickly with the internet. I think to be able to enforce as much space as you can, I think it's cool, and I think and it makes it more special.
We're gonna build a thing called a musical sandwich. 600 artists have done this.
What do you want do.
We're gonna build a musical sandwich.
Like a Reuben?
No, watch. Very much like a Reuben, because here's what it is. Two of your songs are gonna be on the outside as the bread, but then you get to pick songs by any other band you wanna play in between.